The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think the Falcons have elite NFL talent, and they have average to below average coaching. It just seems like year after year, you see teams where coaches bring down the talent around them. And I kind of think that's what's happening here.
Matt Ryan, first and goal in the last minute of the game, has five throws to the end zone, and not one of them was catchable by a human. Matt Ryan, he didn't do a good job.
I want to have a conversation about Deshaun Watson. What do all the great quarterbacks have in common besides staying healthy?
I don't know.
Damn good coaches.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Like, Sean Payton doesn't get enough credit. I think Sean Payton is the best play caller in the NFL.
I was going to say McVay's got to be up there.
Well, yeah. I mean, now when you're having a conversation, McVay's in there, Shanahan's in there.
I think
Matt Nagy's going to be in there. That's my real question about whether or not Deshaun Watson can be what I think he can be. I don't know if Bill O'Brien's even an average coach.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, and Beaumont is popping now because D just walked in.
Oh, yes.
Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also, hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, you missed a lot of great stuff. You missed RJ. You missed our breakdown of the NFL.
But the good news is you can just go listen to it on the podcast,
PodcastArena.com.
Right?
You can also hear me drop an S-bomb.
Yes,
in,
you can.
In the middle of casual conversation.
Yeah.
That's the only time.
You weren't even angry.
No. I've never done that angry. It's just when we just start talking about something that's just like we would be talking about sitting at the table over there.
Yeah.
That's when it gets me.
You're just extremely unprofessional is what I'm gathering.
I think so. I think I should, in fact, I think I should be let out of my contract immediately. But a lot of people asking, have I done my CFL picks? Guys, I couldn't find a play this weekend. And this is the weekend where I usually play all the games. And because it's a flip-flop weekend, basically. And Vegas has the lines nailed tight. So I don't have anything. If I change my mind on the weekend, I'll tweet something out. But right, as of now, I don't have a CFL play for the week.
Damn.
First time all year.
What are the degenerates to do?
College football. We got plenty of picks there that we can get to. And, we can also people – Ike's trying to tell me how to pronounce whoever that is on the WWE. All due respect, I don't care. I'm giving you away something. I don't follow the WWE. If their name's not James Smith –
yeah.
I'm probably going to mispronounce it. You know what they are.
Yeah.
Go win the tickets. They're like three people. Oh, it's this person's this. I don't care. I gave tickets away to you. I did a nice thing.
Well, nice thing for one person. Everybody right. else is all like, I didn't get them. So therefore, you need to pronounce it like this. I'm pretty sure that the WWE guys, well, they're like the guys for Run Houston. They don't pronounce my name right. They don't know me. Every time I finish a race, and here's number 2922, Fred Four. Every time. So, and I've only run in that race series, like every race for 3 years. So doesn't bother me. We got college stuff to get to. We've got a gym of the day to get to, but just want to once again thank everyone here at Luke's Ice House for having us back. I want to thank Miller Lite and Coors Light. They still got $12 buckets all day, half-price nachos out here. And always fun to get back to Beaumont. So if you're just getting off work or you're just getting around, then get yourself out here. Come on out to Luke's Ice House on Calder. Great spot. Good crowd. Everybody's having a good time. And good to see the original Blitzers here.
Yes, sir.
From the very beginning. All right, so do we want to do some college football here? Do
we want to
wait? Well, we want to wait till next segment, and then
because
it's already, because we went over as usual. Sorry,
right.
John. Sorry, everyone. So we only have like 2 minutes left in this segment.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Let's not start then, and we'll go through it in the 6:15 segment. I have to pee anyway, so you know, might as well not get too charged up here.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. But I'm going to have
to. I have a healthy college football card, though. Healthier than I wanted it to
be. I know.
I'm
interested to see how that works because, you know, for me, I always keep it to a few games a week. But if you have a bad week, it can be pretty painful that way.
Yeah. This gives me some wiggle room.
Yeah, so I'm going to be kind of curious how this goes.
And I'm still not throwing real heavy. I'm not throwing heat yet because I don't know what these teams really are yet.
There's such an improvement for some of these guys from week one to week two.
Think about where Hawaii was in your power ratings to start the season versus now.
Yeah, I actually was a little higher on them than most. I knew they were changing offenses.
My goodness.
And now I didn't expect them to come in and nail it the way they nailed it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll just tell you, and I think we've talked about that one all week. I love that play. I think it's 18 still, and I still feel really good about that. And the one reason why, and Hawaii's always been one of those teams that I keep close tabs on, because when they're good, that's one of the hardest road trips, not just because of the distance, but guys get out there to the island. And for a lot of them, now there's some teams that go out there every other year, but even those guys, the kids are going for the first time. There's all this other stuff to do. There's all these distractions. There's all these really hot women. And you know, hey, if I'm a 21-year-old going to Hawaii for the first time, I'm going to work some fun in while I'm there. And you're not going to play your best football most of the time. Now, some teams, it doesn't matter. Some teams are going to be so much better than Hawaii, they can show up and half-ass it. But
well, the other cool thing about Hawaii is if you know them pretty well, it's always nice to bet that late game on Saturday to have one more.
It's like the ultimate, especially if you're having a bad day. It's like your get-out game.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's always fun to bet that. So that's always, I always will look at that line no matter what the situation for that reason. For all those reasons, basically. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So, yeah, I'm going to have a fun weekend. Like I said, get out and do the run in the morning and then get my my butt over to play some poker in the afternoon and watch football the whole time.
Well, not while you're running.
No, but that's only going to be like 30-something minutes. That's not going to take long.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson again. They've got the best customer service in the game, and the numbers prove it. Top customer satisfaction scores in the area. Not only that, their averages are higher than the national averages. They treat their people right, and they've got experts in doing so. They've been in business since 2001. They've got a vast selection of clean pre-owned Harleys and a boatload of new beautiful Harley-Davidson, including the new 2019 HDs. You can see them now at Republic Harley-Davidson. Get free demo rides, and you are going to love these things. They are beautiful. Republic Harley-Davidson now open 6 days a week to better serve you, Monday through Saturday. They're offering double points in all departments on Mondays. So get out to Republic Harley-Davidson and check out the heavy-duty Mondays. If you're thinking, man, I'd love to ride, but I haven't rode in forever, or I don't know how to ride, they offer classes. for new riders and refresher courses as well. You can visit RepublicHD.com for more information. Let them show you why Republic is Houston's number one dealer. Stop in and visit them, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or you can always find them online at RepublicHD.com.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, where you can get Miller Lite and Coors Light $12 buckets all day long. Well, we're going to be all show long. Which is
Well, I mean, are they going to keep doing these
buckets? Yeah, they're going to keep doing the buckets after we leave. So just, you know, get your bucket and climb on, brother. So I understand you had troubles navigating in there.
Yeah, so unbeknownst to me, Luke's Ice House has undergone some changes since the last time we were here. We've been here a handful of times, so I feel like I know my way around the place pretty well. So I have to use the restroom, and I just walk back there and throw open the door, and I start to walk in, and then I realize, man, did I just see a W on that door? And then I look back, and as the door is closing, I see it's the women's room, so I quickly turn around and jet out of there. They switched around the bathrooms. If I were drunk, I would have just gone in there and started peeing. I would have never noticed that W.
See, I noticed it when I went in there, no problem. Because when you walk straight in, it says men right in front of you.
I'm not looking because I feel like, you feel like you know your way around the place. Like, I know where the men's restroom has always been here. So I was just going there. I had to be aware.
They obviously remodeled it because it looked different from the outside.
See, when I was walking by, what's our guy's name here that's the Eagles guy? Shane?
Shane, yeah.
Shane. What's his job? Shane's job? He's a promo kid. He's in there, like, playing on his computer. So I walk by, I'm like, what the hell is this Joker doing? That's what I was looking at when I was walking by what's now the men's room. And then I just walked right on by it and went to the ladies' room. Big deal.
I just want to throw out, this is the second time you've done this now.
Is it?
Yeah, saloon door. Remember?
Oh, yeah. That time I went ahead and I
you actually went
there.
In and...
But the good thing is, it's saloon door. It's like a one unit situation. Like, one person at a time can use that restroom.
Right.
This, there's like multiple stalls, so there could potentially be other women in the restroom. Then next thing you know, I'm being arrested. I don't need that. At saloon door, I look like the jerk guy who didn't want to wait around in line for the guy's restroom. Which, you know, what are you gonna do? I apologize.
All right.
You're talking to me. I've got headphones on. I can't understand a word you say. That's not... No. I don't know anything about soccer. I don't care about soccer. To be totally honest. But yeah, but appreciate it.
Happens once a road show.
Once a road show. And that's supposed to be Ninja's job.
Yeah. No, he does. His job's to go
over there
and talk to the women the whole
chicks,
time.
And he's supposed to be running security.
Yeah.
Making sure random people don't come talk to us while we're doing a show.
So you basically just tell them, hey, when they're off air, you can talk to them. That's what he should be doing.
Or just call the cops on them.
Oh, well.
I do know one black soccer. You should ask that guy. He knows.
Yeah. He knows all about soccer.
That guy knows.
Hopefully I didn't miss this on his segment, but when will the dream preview and Fred's weekly show with RJ be coming back from Trevor? I think the dream preview is already back, but pregame line is not happening right now, and basically until it gets sponsored, we're not communists.
We're on hiatus.
We will be happy to do the show as soon as we get a sponsor, but I'm not taking on projects where I'm not getting paid right now.
You want to bang through our college plays?
Let's do this.
We're falling behind on another segment here. It's gonna.
Yeah, we'll get there. Do all of yours because I only have a couple.
Okay. I told you earlier in the week I love Liberty. I got them at +10. They're at +8 now. I still think they're a play at +8. So much so that I also have a chunk of Liberty money line at plus 251.
Nice.
Against Army. That's a trend. They are one of three dogs that I have on the money line this week. The other ones, Duke money line plus 125 against Northwestern, and I have Arizona money line plus 148 against your Cougs. I'm a little nervous on that because if Khalil Tate is hurt, which is like the only reasonable explanation this week.
Well, and last year. I said the last three games he was terrible.
But it just seemed like they weren't willing to take him out of the pocket. That has to happen. Yeah, for Khalil Tate to be used, and Kevin Sumlin's a smart enough guy, I think he'll figure that out. I love Mississippi State. We've talked about that game a lot. I was telling you before the show started, literally every metric that I can find says Mississippi State should probably be favored by double digits here. The one thing I found that's making me hesitant on just unloading everything on this game is Dan Snyder is 24-7 as a home underdog.
Dan Snyder?
Or not Dan Snyder, Bill Snyder. Is 24-7 as a home underdog since like 2006 or something like that. Just a crazy number against the spread, which kind of is like, it's keeping me from going crazy about it. I like the over in the Oklahoma-UCLA game. We've talked about that quite a bit.
That's one of my plays for the week, too. I love that. And that goes to my, if there's a really big spread and the over total is not, it doesn't correlate, that it's too low for that, and I think a team can go over by itself, then I will play the over. And there's two opportunities for that this week.
Which, by the way, Mississippi State is my only underdog play of the week after a week last week where I had zero. Only favorite play. I'm still playing a lot of dogs here.
But there's two games that fit that threshold.
What's the other one?
OU is one. The other one is Alabama, but I don't know.
I'm actually playing against Alabama. That's where I was going.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel as good about that one as I do Oklahoma. Oklahoma play, Alabama not.
I don't mind the over in the Alabama game either.
Well, but that's what I was talking about the overs. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
if you like Alabama at all to get anywhere near the number, then you've got to figure the over.
Because Arkansas State is a good team. They're not junk. We'll see as the season goes on. Arkansas State's pretty good. They're going to win their conference, and they can score. They've got an experienced quarterback. They're going to move the ball and score. I mean, are they going to score a bunch against Alabama? I don't know. But I don't think – I think after last week, Saban is looking for a spot where he can sit Tua and make it more like an even split on these quarterbacks, even though it's pretty clear that Tua's the man. But I don't think this is the week to do that because I think Arkansas State's going to put some more pressure than Louisville even. Louisville's got a young, talented quarterback, but Arkansas State's bringing in an experienced guy who I think is going to put up some points. I like Colorado State plus 14. I talked a little about them earlier playing Arkansas. Arkansas, they were all out last week against a really bad team. Arkansas is going to be pretty rough this season, I got a feeling. They just weren't moving the ball well, and I think at elevation they're going to struggle. UConn plus 31.5. That's a large number, and I got to be I'm not saying that I'm not saying it's way off, but I still think it's off. I think it should probably be more like 27, something like that. And Boise, everybody talks about the blue field, the advantage. They're horrible against the spread at home. They're just not very good at home against the spread. And the number always outweighs what the actual home field advantage is for Boise. So I like UConn, even though they're a horrible team. It's just too many points, in my opinion, to walk away from. I mentioned USC plus 6 earlier. I thought about money lining them, but I'm trying not to get greedy. I'll just take the 6 points and hope for the best. And then another play that I really like this week, my last one, Florida-Kentucky under 51.5. I mean, Kentucky's defense is very good. Florida's defense is always very good. Florida's quarterback play is usually horrendous.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be like a 10-7, 13-10 type of game. So I think a 51.5 is a good number.
All right. You mentioned the Oklahoma over. I'm on that. I also like Florida International quite a bit at Old Dominion. And
an FIU play or a Union fade?
That is an FIU play.
Okay.
I am actually Moneyline plus.
You're high on that team.
I'm high on that team. Butch Davis has done a really good job there in a short time. And as much as I used to love Old Dominion as a play, I used to play them almost every week. They're not the same team. And what Liberty did to them last week is not, you know, it's not uncommon to what's going to happen to them this year.
Yeah.
I think Florida International wins that game. And then I like Hawaii against Rice. That's another one I've been talking about all week. Those are three plays. I also have I'm going to look hard, although now the number's down to 11 on A&M. I was hoping it would get closer to 14 again.
It's getting to be Clemson play for me.
Yeah, if it creeps down anymore, then I might be on the other side of that. And then the other game I'm kind of curious about is I want to see what the final number is for Tulsa against Texas. Tulsa's not good.
What are you hoping for?
I think at the 24 I'm taking Tulsa.
Okay.
And it's at 23.5 right now.
Joe says, any insight on TCU versus SMU tonight? That number, like according to power ratings, things like that, SMU should cover 24. But they looked so bad last week that I don't trust them enough to play it. And it is a look-ahead spot. Like if you just look at it from that way alone, TCU's got a massive game next week against Ohio State. So it could be a look-ahead spot here, but I just don't trust SMU to do anything. They're really bad.
I'll tell you what I'd be more interested in if you needed to play it tonight. First half line, TCU minus 13.5, inside of two touchdowns. I like that. I'm looking at that on my bookie right now.
Because, I don't think TCU's not going to want to I think maybe the under's even a play because I don't think TCU's going to want to do they're going to run the ball a lot. They're not going to want to show anything that they're planning on using next week against Ohio State.
Right, but I think they'll want to get out to a good lead and then coast, which is why I could see SMU covering. But, it's early in the week I was going to play it, but there's just so much about that game that I'm not really sure about. So.
Yeah, I'm just not comfortable enough to put money on it.
All right, what do we have here, John? Ah! Well, the cool thing is, as soon as I leave here and go home, I'm going to get a good night's sleep because I need to because I'm going to be up very early tomorrow.
Not me. I'm sleeping all night.
Well,
all morning.
I'm going to sleep all night and then be up early. But I'm going to sleep like a champ, and I'm going to feel like a champ when I go to that run tomorrow because I'm on a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And forget about all those other guys and their sales. Listen, go direct to the manufacturer. Texas Mattress Makers is going to make the mattress right there and sell it directly to you. And you're going to get custom fitted. And what you do is you check out their mattresses, and they're going to tell you the one that you're going to sleep on the best. And they're not going to sit here and say, oh, we want you on this really expensive one. Whatever the best one is for you, that's what they're going to sell you. And when they have a sale on their luxury lines of beds, it's a sale, man. Because you're already saving 50% off of what you would pay if you went to any retail store. And they may even be buying the mattresses from Texas Mattress Makers. So why would you do that? Go there, save that 50%. But then their sales, you're going to save a lot more as well. And they've got all kinds of great things that they do in the city, too. Coming up, if you spend $500 or more, Texas Mattress Makers is going to donate a bed for a local child in need through the Houston Children's Charities A Better Night's Sleep Program. And that'll be now through the month of October. So go pick up a guest bed, and you'll get a bed for a kid. That's what they do. They're so great in the community. Yuval and his gang over there, they really are Houston, and they're what Houston's all about. Go visit them today, Texas Mattress Makers, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, or go to the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Guess what? One more giveaway.
Do it.
You're going to have to wait until 6:40. 6:40 p.m. Do not call before then. Be the 10th caller at 6:40 p.m.
Peace and love.
You will win a pair of tickets to the 16th annual Ziegenbach Festival at Sam Houston Race Park Saturday, September 29th. See the Randy Rogers Band, Pat Green, Casey Donahue, Reckless Kelly, Roger Krager, Kevin Fowler, plus many more perform live. General admission and VIP ticket packages are still available. Get your tickets now at shrp.com.
And it'll be caller 10, but don't call until 6:40. You will not win. Trying to be fair to everybody who's listening on air and on the stream. And I think I've asked you this before, but Reckless Kelly and R. Kelly are not the same person?
Not the same person.
Okay.
R. Kelly, reckless behavior when it comes to young women. Hmm. But Reckless Kelly, different band. I used to play in their celebrity softball game.
Oh, really?
Every year, yeah. They're real, really nice guys. I'm not a country music guy, but they were kind enough to invite me out there to play, so I would always go out and play when I was in Austin. It was at that game where, I think I've told you this story before, where it was at the Dell Diamond where the Round Rock Express play, and Eric Winston was on my team. And I was on second base, and Eric Winston hit a ball that not only went over the fence, like out of the park, but like also went like past the concourse and over like the property, like out into the parking lot. I mean, it had to be 400 something feet. It was just monstrous. And it's the furthest I've ever seen any human hit a softball. A baseball, okay, maybe.
Yeah.
To hit a softball that far takes a special kind of violence, and Eric Winston had it.
Yeah, it's funny. Most of the guys I know that are country musicians are really good people. I'm not a big country guy, but I've got a few friends who do that, and they're just good people. Of course, most of my rock friends are, too. They're just like me. The drugs have ruined their minds. Crystal asking, are you doing the 9/11 Heroes Run? I've been volunteering for that for the last 2 days. Yep, that's the one I'm going to be doing. See you there, Crystal. Unless the wife went out with her friends and is getting really trashed. So, all right, you know what I haven't done? Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, AJ, let's pretend that you're renting the area of a house from a family.
The area of a house?
Like
renting a room?
Yeah, not really a room, maybe the garage, just a part of the house.
Okay.
And you're using it to make meth.
Okay.
And then sell meth.
All right. I would guess that family wouldn't be happy about it.
Well, actually, they were kind of in on it.
Oh,
they're backing you up.
They were getting a cut.
Well, this actually happened in Illinois where Lindsay Lowry.
To be honest, if I were a meth dealer, I would say, sure, family that I'm renting a garage from, I'll cut you in. And then when I got all the money for the meth, I would just kill them and steal their car.
Probably would have been a better story.
Yeah.
But no, she was actually providing them with meth.
Oh.
That was part of the trade.
Okay.
But and, she doesn't really look methy if you look at the picture here. And, that's a mugshot.
I mean, she's like a meth 8.
Yeah.
to be honest.
Definitely a meth 8. Basically, she was busted by the police. She was dealing from a garage of a home in Swansea, Illinois.
Does she have a crazy eye, or is she just looking off to the side?
I think she's looking off to the side. Because
I was going to make her a 9.
She's facing 3 felony narcotics counts. She was allowed to live in the residence in exchange for meth that she provided to a woman who lived there with her husband and children. The homeowner, Allison Yates, was charged with letting drugs be sold on the property. So mom gets busted. Methy here gets busted. But my favorite part in the arresting affidavit when they sat her down, she admitted to everything and said, look, selling methamphetamine is hard work.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's harder work when you're in jail and caught, which is what happened. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Hey, one thing we didn't get into from last night's game.
Yeah.
But earlier in the week, obviously, there was a lot of conversation about Nike and Colin Kaepernick. They played the commercial last night, and honestly, I thought it was like one of the most positive message commercials I've seen in a really long time. I feel like all the outrage was maybe a little premature, because, that's a really good ad campaign, and I understand the controversy is still putting Colin Kaepernick at the head of it, but, it's spreading a really good message to young kids. So, I'm gonna go I'm Team Nike on that ad campaign. I mean,
I didn't see it, so.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No,
okay.
I don't watch commercials.
Okay.
Sorry.
I mean, it was basically it was all about kids being, you know, not worshiping athletes, but trying to become better than them. Like, put in your work to make your own way and make yourself better every day. And I was like, man, that's a pretty good message. I actually appreciated it. You know, like I said, there's going to be controversy because he's involved in it, but I don't think it was that big of a deal.
I think no one should kneel. Ratings are down. Sad.
I will say this.
Sad.
I buy what I'm going to buy. Like, rarely, I don't know if I've ever boycotted anything or said, this commercial makes me not want to buy this product, or this commercial makes me want to buy this product.
Flow made me not want to ever buy Progressive.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Annoying.
Yeah. I think it's because you were secretly sexually attracted to
No, that was the Wendy's chick who was also annoying, and now I won't go to Wendy's.
Oh, okay.
But I would have with her. I would have totally
if she was with you.
Yeah. No, but you were saying.
Oh.
I interrupted you on what you would or wouldn't buy.
I just don't care, you know. Advertisements aren't going to make me decide what I buy and what I don't buy. I'm going to buy what I need or buy what I want. And I'm going to not buy what I don't want or don't need. So I think people kind of overblew the whole thing. And after seeing the commercial last night, I feel that way even more so.
Did you see this thing about the op-ed writer that works in the Trump administration wrote an anonymous thing about criticizing the Trump administration?
That's like, I mean, just imagine you're in management. If an anonymous letter was written about you and you had to go, you know what, I have no idea who could have possibly wrote this. That would mean you're not well loved. You're not well liked if you can't figure it out. You know what I mean? It seems like really easy to figure it out.
Maybe, but I have a bigger problem with using an anonymous person inside of an active government to go outside to be critical. And I have a problem with them running that, frankly.
No.
Listen, I'm no fan of the guy, but, you know, you are getting into an area where, I mean, you don't know who this is. This could be a secretary. This could be, it could be somebody in the cabinet. And whenever you're doing it anonymously like that, I kind of have a problem with it. It's not tremendous. It's a bad thing. It's not a good thing.
There's good people on both sides.
Sad. Sad. So I was just, this is my one defending the president thing this week.
All right. You've done it.
That was in response to your Nike thing.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. I think that's music. Is that music? All right. We're going to go to break. One last segment to go. I wonder if my little comment is going to make stupid stuff.
I hope not.
I guess we'll find out.
That was vile.
We'll find out when we come back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, guys, check out SportsMap.com. Greatest sports website in the history of the known universe. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. There's so many things on there today that if I tried to list them, it would take up the rest of the show. And please tell your friends who apparently hear one part of a conversation that I'm not anti-kneeling. My God, people. Do you not listen to the show? I think my stance on this has been clear all along.
It was sarcasm. If you're just tuning in, Fred is not an anti-kneeler.
No. No. My point all along has been, if you want to do that, that's great. I think you have the right to do that. It doesn't offend me one bit. It doesn't matter to me. If you want to make your statement that way, that's great. If you want to get pissed off at the people who do that, that's also your choice. I don't get mad at anybody for protesting. I don't think they're not protesting the anthem. And I think that message has been lost, but I don't get angry at people who think they're disrespecting the flag. That's their decision. I am not on either one of your sides, in all honesty. I don't have a side here. I think it's the right thing to for people to be able to protest, just like I think it's the right thing for people to be able to get pissed off about it. And I would never kneel, but that doesn't mean I have no respect for the people who do. Yep. And I think that they're trying to get a message out, and I think that's the message you need to be talking about, not the other stuff. But, you know, whatever. Paint me in whatever box you want. I know that's how we have to do things. Oh, no, if you think you have to think this, if you disagree with me in any way, shape, or form, you have to think this. Let's go ahead and do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
My wife's been on my ass to get it done, so I may have to do that pretty soon.
Well, what would that mean to the radio show?
I've had two full knee reconstructions and showed up the next day.
Yeah, you can't figure out how to bring beer.
Again, Fred, do I do my job? I do my job, right?
2007, Luciano Pavarotti. I mean, he was a tenor, but it would have been better if he was a mob guy with that name.
He wasn't all about that bass.
No, treble.
Whoa!
Was that a pop culture reference?
Fred got a pop culture reference!
That's not a pop culture reference. That's just a fat chick singing reference.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no treble.
Let's go to the NFC North.
Norte.
Falcon, what says you?
The Vikings are the, I think they're the best team.
Oh, of course, a fire alarm's going off.
Oh, great. What if we all die in a fire here? I guess let's find out what's going on with that. So I have something I want to share here. Because, yeah, I have to send out work emails a lot.
Oh, I thought you were about to come out of the closet.
No, really.
Just the way you said it made me think like you were about to tell me you think I'm handsome.
I don't. Believe me, if I rolled that way, you would not be my type.
Oh, really? Yeah. What would be your type? Jong?
No.
Juggalo Trey?
No. God, no.
Sorry. You think you'd like Latin guys?
I don't know.
Like, think about Ricky Martin in his prime. Would you be into that, you think? Living La Vida Loca, Ricky Martin.
I don't know. I'd want someone feminine.
So you'd like someone who's a little thinner. Not, you don't want some bodybuilder.
No.
You would.
I don't want any of these.
So you're saying you would be a top?
I'm saying I wouldn't do it. Upside, inside out, living La Vida Loca. Headline, priests caught having afternoon sex in car in Miami Beach. Prosecutors charged both men with lewd and lascivious behavior. I guess their favorite position was missionary.
Mm.
No. Et cum spirite, de spiritu sancto.
No.
I told my wife today, I said, guess what tonight is, babe? She said, what? It's the night that you lose control over what's on TV. I said, I hope your favorite shows come on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Not if there's some action on Tuesday.
If there's action, you might have to have Wednesday. Maybe you'll get Friday. I feel like if I give her any less than two nights a week, it could be problematic for our marriage.
You'll survive it.
Control. Says the guy who's on his fourth marriage. Oh, don't worry about that.
Third and a half.
Jeez. You'll make it through.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Oh, good stuff. Oh, well.
Did you decide what your type is?
I don't have a type. I hate to break it to you. You can't force me into having a type.
Is it Mr. Pope?
I don't have a type. Stop this.
Is that your type?
See, you just keep going.
Look him in the eyes and tell me if he's your type or not.
No. Fortunately, he has the wrong equipment.
What if you could have him and Mrs. Pope at the same time? He got really excited about that, actually, Fred. He's like, he perked up. He's like,
so,
hell yeah.
We have Texans Patriots on Sunday. So, oh, God. Isn't the show over yet, John?
It looks like Mr. Pope would like the show to be over. He's like, yeah, hey, let's get the after party started.
All right. I want to take a minute to thank everybody for coming out. Always fun to get to Beaumont. And thank Luke Sicehouse.
We'll be back here next month.
Miller Lite, Coors Light. I want to thank...
next month when we come in here, I'm not going to wear a shirt.
Really?
Yeah. It's hot.
By next month.
I'm getting one thumbs up and one thumbs down. And, oh, well, three thumbs up and one thumbs down.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. Thank you all for coming out, Beaumont. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.